A few days ago, I received the government-funded 125 electricity credit to my account. And then on Sunday morning, I received a text message claiming to be gov.ie, mentioning similar funding for this year that I could apply for. Now, I never reply to those type of messages, and I'm so vigilant about unknown numbers and texts on my phone. But because the electricity credit was so fresh in my mind, it just didn't really click with me not to trust it. And my first thought was that the government were really on the ball with electricity credit this year. But anyway, I clicked the link and it brought me to what looked exactly like the gov.ie website. And then it took me to a bank login. Everything looked completely legit until I put in my details. And the, do you know the little like loading icon that comes up on the screen? That looked different. That was the only thing that I noticed that looked different.
Right.
So I immediately closed it all, went onto my bank, froze all my cards, and then I just panicked. And about 30 minutes later, I got a call from a private number, which again, I never answer, but I was out for a walk to just kind of calm down. And when I took my earphones out, they answered the call. And I was going to hang up, but I heard him say, AIB, so I decided to speak.
So just before we continue with that conversation,
yeah.
At this point, Roisin, were you able to check accounts to determine if anything had been taken out at that point?
So I logged in and froze my cards, and then every kind of couple of minutes, I would log in and just double check that the money was there. And everything looked, for about 20 minutes, everything looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got the call, and he gave me the whole spiel, told me he was from AIB, the calls may be recorded for training purposes, the whole works. He then asked me if I had received or answered any text messages that morning, as my account was flagged on their side, and he confirmed it had been hacked. So he then explained, I told him that I did answer a message, and I said I'm worried that it was hacked. So he explained to me that they needed to secure the system and told me he would need some details. So I said to him that I'm not giving him any details on the phone. And he told me that I would have to because my account has been hacked and they needed to act fast. So I said I didn't trust that it was from the bank. He asked me how do you want me to prove it to you? And I said, well, that's a huge red flag right there, because I said banks will never call you, and they will especially won't call you on a Sunday morning at 11 a.m. So I told him that I was going to hang up on him and I was going to call the AIB back myself to sort this out. So then when I got off the phone, I checked my online banking again and everything was gone. My personal, my savings and my business were completely emptied. And honestly, I can't really describe that sinking feeling of everything just being gone, you know. So I rang AIB. And they were amazing. They helped me to locate where my money had been sent to. And I have since been in touch with those accounts. And I've started the process of retrieving most of my funds. So the bank then explained to me how the scam works. And what they do is they will get basic access to your account through the text message. So then what they will do is they will transfer your money to saved payees already on your account. Because for them to be able to transfer your money to their account, that's when they have to call you to get more information. So when you look at your account, it shows zero, and naturally you panic. But they haven't actually taken the money at that point. They've just sent it to other accounts. So
I think the banks call that a ghost payment, don't they?
What's that, sorry?
I think they call that a ghost payment, where it appears to be gone from your account, but there's still a very small window of time, potentially.
Yes, that is it, exactly. So they, and you know what, like, you're in such a panic state that when they call you and they give you the whole spiel, it's so easy to believe it, you know, because that guy on the phone was really nice to me, like, only for the fact that I just, you know, obviously I didn't trust it. So anyway, when they call you, they'll tell you to get your card and your card reader. So that what they do is they set themselves up as a payee on your account, and then they take all that money the ghost money, as you said, they take all of that back and then they send it to their account permanently. So that's how they...
Did you... But your intervention at the phone call, when your defences kicked in on the phone call, that prevented them from transferring the funds to their own accounts. Is that a saving grace in this, Roisin?
Oh, big time, yeah. I'm very... To be honest with you, like, if I would have looked at my account and seen all the money gone before they called me, I could have very easily fallen for it because I was so panicked, you know? But because the money... Because I kept checking it and the money was still in there and then they called, I wasn't as panicked as I could have been, you know what I mean? So I do think that helped me a lot in it. And I'm very lucky that I should be able to receive all of my money back. But the banks, they advised that I warn the accounts that the money were sent to, that maybe they could be contacted by the scammers, then claiming to be me with a new IBAN in hopes that when those people go to send the money back to me,
that must be part of the scam. That must be part of the scam because there's no point them sending it to your way out of your account into other people's accounts unless they've got a backup plan then to get it from those accounts, as you say, calling them and saying, "Oh, I accidentally transferred such and such to you. Could you send it back to me? Here's my IBAN." So it's going. It's an inconvenience. It's a kick in the teeth. It's feelings and pride hurt, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, Roisin, it looks like you're going to get the majority. You won't get your time back and the stress back, but it looks like you're going to get the majority, if not all, of your funds back.
Yeah. I'm very lucky that the bank were really, really helpful, and I jumped on it as quick as I could. It was a very pretty terrifying ordeal. Like you said, it's so hard with scams because you feel so embarrassed and foolish that you fell for it and that it's happened.
They're professionals at what they do, Roisin. They're absolute professionals.
They really are.
The timing, there's no coincidence. And they've created this website that looks to all intents and purposes like the government website. It's just a reminder because you are one of these people that's incredibly cautious. So the message here is if Roisin can get caught out, any of us can get caught out because you're known for being careful in areas like this. And that's why I think it's so important that you're on sharing this info, Roisin. I think it's a great thing that you're doing.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I didn't want to. I wasn't going to post about it or anything. But I agree with what you said. You know what? Like if it could happen to me, it could really happen to anyone. And they're so genuine on the phone that if you are so panicked, then you would just give it to them. But as the banks have told me, the banks will never ever call you, and they will never ask for card details over the phone. Even if you do get a call and if you do answer a call that says it's from your bank, then just ask for their name and tell them you'll call the bank back. Always call the bank back and never trust that the bank are calling you.
All right. And where did they get your number? Sorry, is that clear?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Right.
So I've been getting I get scam calls and texts quite frequently, especially with Ampost. There's a lot of post-related scam text messages that go around as well. So there's just a lot to seem to have to look out for.